Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Us Youth Pastor Off the Cuff Podcast, where the ideas that are in my head go into your ears and you get to deal with them now too. Haha. So, couple things. One, I'm going to try to do this a little bit more often, where I make a podcast to go along with a post, maybe to put in the podcast what I couldn't put into the description, or maybe to expand a little bit on the description. I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts in my head, so that's what I'm doing. Today, I'm in a meme. It was of the car taking the off-ramp at excessive speeds, and the car was Progressive Pastors, and the off-ramp was Wokeville, and the main stretch of highway they were on initially was the biblical authority. So the whole point, you can go read the description. I'm not going to reread it here because that's kind of pointless, because you can go read it on the post. But the idea and what kind of got me thinking about this was, there's a lot of pastors that I've listened to for a long time, I've learned a lot from, but are, and I again, this is subjective. So like this, I don't know these people personally, so I have no idea what's in their head. Or if maybe they're just more vocal about it now. I don't know. So I'm not going to pretend to know. But there's some pastors that I've listened to for a long time, learned a lot from, I feel like, that are definitely taking the Wokeville off-ramp right now. And what I mean by that, what I explained a little bit in the post description, was that there's two ways to look at preaching as far as when it's done. There are obviously going to be times when pastors need to preach on cultural issues that are happening in front of us. However, there's what I would declare a right way to do that and a wrong way to do that. So anytime we open the Word, we have to know what the Word is saying. We have to know the context behind it, who they're talking to, why they're talking to them, the implications of the words that are being said in these letters or narratives or epistles or whatever. And that helps us then understand, okay, the application to us now as believers, what that looks like. And I feel like a lot of times, I know because I've heard a lot of sermons, what happens a lot of times is when cultural things happen, such as is happening now as far as cultural upheaval in regards to abortion, or cultural upheaval in regards to LGBTQ, or cultural upheaval in regards to race and police and all of that that's wrapped up in that. What happens is pastors rightly try to speak to that because they know that the people that are in their care, that have been given to them by God, are asking questions. They're wondering things. So the right thing to do as a pastor is to address those questions. Now, what happens a lot of times though is that we take the issue and then we say, okay, let's find verses that align with our thought process on this sort of thing, rather than saying, okay, let's read the Bible and see what use the Bible as our lens on how to deal with these things, rather than saying, here are these issues, let's use these issues to view the Bible through. And it's a big difference. The outcome is just enormous on how you do these things. I had somebody comment on I think it's the post, I'm almost positive it's the post I'm talking about, that said Jesus was for prison reform. What kind of craziness is that kind of a comment? Jesus never mentioned prison reform, okay? That's just not a thing. In fact, culturally, within the Bible, there is no sort of prison reform. There's not even a prison concept. It's indentured servitude, right? You do a wrong, you pay that wrong off. Like, that's the concept that we see throughout Scripture because of the culture that Scripture was in. God said, if you do wrong, you then owe that person and you need to pay it off. So the idea that Jesus was for prison reform is just asinine. You don't have any verse for that. Nothing he says indicates that. So at least think before you talk. The idea, however, is that we use the Word then, the Word being Scripture, and say, okay, well, what does Scripture say about such and such an issue? So if you want to address the topic of LGBTQ, fine, do it through scripture. Do it through what we see in Genesis. Do it through what we see within the Old Testament law. Do it through what we see in Paul's epistles and what he deals with and what he contends with in his letters, whether it be Titus, Timothy, the ones to Corinth. Like, he deals with it, right? So let's take the Bible and say, this is what the Bible says on this, and therefore we submit to the word. Instead of playing the game of, well, that was that culture and that's what they thought, but we're smarter than they are. We do the same thing, right? With abortion, we can say, okay, well, what does the word say about the worth and value of a human being, the imago Dei? Now, I know that people will be like, yeah, but there's verses about bashing babies against rocks, and God told the Israelites to go and completely annihilate those in Canaan. He must be evil. Like, do some research before you throw those out. So yeah, that did happen. But it's not in a vacuum. God didn't just wake up one day and say, let's go kill all of them. It was years and years of them ironically sacrificing their own babies in Canaan. And God says, we're going to put an end to this evil. And he gave them 400 years of warning to stop. And they didn't. So he went in and destroyed them. The ironic part is here twofold. One, the Canaanites were killing their own babies. And secondly, that God actually does something about evil and people get mad about it. So we say, hey, God doesn't do anything about evil. He should do something. So when God does do something about evil, we then get mad that he did it in a way that we didn't like. Again, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. Anyway, we have to view the things that happen around us through the lens of the word. So we're reading the word. We come up upon things in culture and we say, okay, the word has already addressed this. So I'm going to view this cultural thing through the lens of the Bible. That's how I'm going to deal with it. That's how I'm going to interact with it. That's what I'm going to do with it. Instead of being reactionary and saying, oh no, this is happening to the world, let's go find verses to take care of it. Because now we're approaching the Bible with lenses of our culture and our cultural issues. And that's not ever going to come out well. So my contention here is that, unfortunately, there's pastors right now, some of them prominent, some of them that are right down the street that no one's ever heard of before, that are trying to do the right thing in regards to addressing cultural issues that are happening because their congregants have questions about them. But they're approaching the Bible with the lenses of what's happening around them rather than coming in with the Bible as their lens to how to interact with the world and then dealing with it that way. Some people are deliberately taking the exit off of biblical authority into Wokeville. Some people are accidentally swerving into that exit. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you got on the exit to Wokeville, how you became so aware of all of the things going on around you. It has to do with the lens in which you view those things. Because the lens that you use to view the things happening around you is going to dramatically affect how you deal with those things, how you view those things. Are we going to stay on the lane of biblical authority saying, I submit to what the word says? And yes, that's going to take some research and study and diligent time spent in the word, dissecting it and dividing it rightly, but it's worth it. Rather than coming to the word saying, this is the cultural issue, this is how the culture says that we should deal with it, and finding verses that line up with it. And when you don't find verses that line up with it, you then discount those verses because, well, that can't be right because that's not how the culture is doing it. So here's my encouragement. Read your Bible. Be faithful to the word. Be a rebel. Read your Bible and actually believe it and follow it. You guys have a good day.